Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started. You care about the candidate experience. But have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Welcome to the Mystery Shopper episode, where Alex Herr, Global Employer Brand Program Manager at Informatica, is my special guest. Listen closely to the insights he shares on how to enhance the candidate experience and improve your company's employer brand. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please subscribe and do share with others. Want to comment, discuss, provide feedback? You can send me a note via LinkedIn or via the contact form on our website, thecx.xyz. I thank you for listening, and here's my interview. Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Good. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm very well. For my listeners, please do the quick bio on you, who you are, where you work, what do you do?
Yeah, like you mentioned before, this is Alex Herr. I'm the Global Employer Brand Program Manager at Informatica. Informatica is the leader in enterprise cloud data management.
Yeah, I think probably anyone that's worked in tech before has heard of your company before. if you haven't worked in tech, then maybe it's new, but you're a pretty big concern. How many employees do you guys have globally?
We are pretty close to 5,000.
Gotcha. How did you get into this whole like employer branding field, HR field? Like, what's your backstory?
Sure. I'm pretty sure I'm no different than everybody else. There wasn't a plan to get into, you know, employer brand, talent brand, whatever you want to call it. I was actually just, you know, I was working at an agency here in Austin and was really looking for a change. I saw an opening at Cox Automotive, their DealerTrack brand, and then decided to apply there. And then, you know, as a contract row, I started working there, worked with the team. And I have, you know, fallen in love with EB ever since. And, you know, it's something that I don't see myself ever leaving.
Sure. Your ears might have been burning earlier today because someone actually, they found me online somewhere and they asked me, like, how did you get into, like, they're not currently in employee branding. They're in, like, digital marketing or social media marketing or something like that. But they're like, I'm thinking about wanting to make like the pivot. Like, how do I do that? And I said, wait, I'm talking to a gentleman really soon that I'm going to record and you can listen to his answer. But I agree with you. My path into this, you know, I was a recruiter, then I was a marketer, then I sort of combined the two. Like it sort of, everyone I've talked to, even in just like a human resources recruiting role, they came into it from like all different paths. One of my, guests I had on earlier this year was used to work in corrections. now he's a talent acquisition director. I guess corrections prepared him somewhat for.
Oh yeah, you could deal with your stakeholders, right? And your all the applicants.
Yeah, awesome, good stuff. So can you can you describe a challenge that your company has experienced with sort of some aspect of the candidate experience and sort of what you did about it?
Yeah, definitely. So there were a lot of challenges coming in, but you know, one of the first challenges was obviously the candidate experience, and specifically the candidate touch points. While we had standard messages, you know, that were being issued out of our ATS, mm-hmm. we were missing a really good chance to give candidates more information and actually get feedback from them. So for me, after attending, you know, my first Talent Brand Summit last year, you know, shameless plug there for TBA, but I walked away with, I mean, just so many great ideas, and I just went back revamping everything. It would just, you know, just under learning from several different individuals, you know, who work at either major companies or, you know, minor companies and agencies, just what they were doing. You know, there were simple things that I never thought of doing before because, you know, I came mm-hmm. from Cox to Informatica. But then Informatica, although well-known in the IT industry, you know, really we're still quite brand new when it came down to candidate experience. Sure. So I was able to fix everything from top to bottom, definitely have more engaged candidates, learn more from a candidate, but also give them more to work with. But the work isn't done, and it's still something we're working on until today.
Right. A work in progress for sure.
Definitely, as it always should be.
Yeah. You had mentioned TBA. Can you expand upon that for people that hadn't heard of TBA? Because that's actually how you and I got connected. But could you give like a brief snapshot about TBA?
Yeah. So pretty much to sum it up, TBA is the Talent Brand Alliance. I sit on the marketing committee with the group. It's a global group, so not just based here stateside. And pretty much what it is, it's a group of individuals who have some form of talent attraction, talent brand, employer brand, recruitment marketing experience, or have some sort of functionality with that at their current employer, or you know, whether, obviously given the pandemic, whether employed or not, if they've done it. Right. But they're just individuals who connect via Facebook group and also via some summits and membership calls, just to you know, discuss all things talent brand. And we all share you know ideas with each other. It's one of the most fascinating groups I've ever been a part of because you have different groups on LinkedIn where you might join there. You might have a lot of people who are, you know, the social engagers who always post up, but there's not a lot of engagement with the other members. But here, right. I mean, you have people top to bottom, you know, and it's specific too, right? There's not, it's only practitioners that are included in the group, but you're learning from people. I mean, I'm sending stuff to share, send my knowledge out to different members. They're sharing it back and forth. It's one of the best tools that you can have or best groups to be a part of if you really, really want to, you know, learn more about employer brand, talent brand, and actually just, you know, if you want to make it a lifestyle or, you know, a career, I think it's the best group to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm totally glad I joined. I would echo what you have said too. Lots of decent conversation and stuff, and it's mostly coming from fellow practitioners in the field mm-hmm. that maybe haven't, you know, crossed something. You can ask a quick question and get a pretty quick answer to things. And the other thing I like about it, which is different than a lot of other places, is people aren't trying to sell stuff. So
agreed.
I don't know if that's a rule of the group, but it's sort of like an implied, or maybe it is an explicit rule, like don't try to sell stuff here. So I think when you have a situation where people aren't trying to sell stuff, then people open up more, or at least that's been my experience. So, and the summit, I know there was supposed to be a summit back in April. Did it get canceled or postponed with the pandemic, or What's the story with the summit of 2020, or is that moved to 2021?
Nope, it's still going to be in 2020. You know, it was postponed. It's going to happen later on here this summer. Okay. There actually will be a formal announcement from the group on that. Some exciting stuff coming up, but I don't want to spill the beans yet. So okay. keep your eyes on the group, ears tuned into it. And if you haven't joined, you know, join right away. Connect with either Chuck or myself to learn more about it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for that little side note here. So, but getting back to, you know, what you're working on, like, I'm curious if your team has anything new planned for 2020. I know you didn't plan for a pandemic, but is there anything that you have planned or in process that you're planning to do related to candidate experience in 2020?
Yeah. So, there, you know, had a lot of ideas coming into 2020. Pandemic definitely was not on the list, but, you know, having said that, We actually are rolling out a new internal career center. And nice. Really just with that, it's like we've had something in place, right? It wasn't, it was there, it was functional. We focused more on the external career page. But so we went ahead and revamped that. We're rolling it out just to make the design better, more functional, where people can actually find the jobs they're looking for. They can go ahead and refer the talent that they'd like to, good friends, buddies, whoever the case may be, professionals mm-hmm. to join our company and make us even stronger. But also just, to help them out with the internal mobility. That's one of the key things that we've been working on for HR as a whole, and just leveraging that and dropping it into our career center and coincidentally our intranet as well.
Awesome. I have, we haven't scheduled a time, but, and I won't say her name yet, but she actually works for a really large company, and her job is, like director of internal mobility or something like that. I'm probably butchering, but she has a whole job and the company has invested in similar to what you're doing here, but mm-hmm. her whole role is like trying to get people to transfer into other positions and find where their talent lies within the company and when they need to, divert or change or whatever. But she helps internal career mobility. I think that's hopefully I can get that scheduled soon. So, but thanks for sharing what you guys are doing. Sounds interesting. Is there one tip that you have for others in improving their company's candidate experience that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing you can do instead of going out there to, to hire a consultant or, anyone else on the side, I mean, honestly, just create a fake profile and apply it directly at your company. Because mm-hmm. you may feel that, you have the, biggest, baddest process there that is relevant to the times. But I mean, I'm pretty sure with any company, if you go ahead and put that profile in there, you start getting notifications back. You'll look at the messaging. You'll just look at, the messaging, what's in there, how the process is all just set up from top to bottom, and realize, I mean, you probably have bad experience, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, times have changed, especially given the pandemic. So, sure. I mean, with that, you may even want to, we've gone through the process of fine tuning our messaging for that reason alone. However, just make a profile and you'll find out a whole lot more about what's going on. I mean, we did that last year at Informatica and it was eye-opening because, I knew I put some new stuff into play, but I didn't actually take the time to go there and say, hey, let me try to run through this process as an actual job seeker or a candidate.
So you're suggesting be a secret shopper or a mystery shopper.
Yeah, pretty much.
You didn't call it secret shopper or a mystery shopper, did you?
Oh, no. But now that you say that, I mean, I remember hearing that a lot, growing up. I don't think they, the term is not used as much as it was used probably like back in the late 90s, early 2000s. But I mean, a mystery shopper is probably the best way. Or like, what is it? Boss Undercover? I think there's a show similar to that where they go under, go there and they realize, hey, these employers are not that great, but I mean, it tells you a lot about things, right? Because if you go through on your own, it's not going to impact you as much if you're, looking your ATS, looking at each individual message. But once you receive that in the form of an email, you're like, man, this doesn't look that great. There's work to be done.
Undercover Boss. I think that's the show that you are referencing, or Undercover Recruiter. I love it. So yeah, I'm glad you shared that tip because I mean, that is something I hear often, like we don't have any budget, there's no money, blah, blah, blah. Right. But that didn't cost any money. Just took a little time. Right.
Oh no. Yeah. I mean, it's a quick win. I mean, there's, other quick wins we could talk about, but to focus on candidate experience, I mean, you don't need to pay money for someone to show you what's there, right? And the work can be done on your own. If not, hey, that's where, you got a lot of great resources, TBA included, but there's also just, there's other things out there, on the internet that can help you out. I mean, all it takes is 5 to 10 minutes of your time to actually do the research.
Sure.
And you'll be surprised what you come up with.
Yep, sure. Well, thanks, Alex. I think you have some great insights here. If people wanted to get a hold of you, how could they do so?
Yeah, the best way to connect with me would be on LinkedIn.com /in/ Alex Herr, H-E-R.
Gotcha. And are you guys actually hiring right now?
Yeah, we are. So I guess we are in a pretty unique situation versus, you know, some companies, because some companies were hiring and now they're hiring even more, or some, you know, just flat out we're not hiring. We went from not hiring and then now we're back to hiring again. So if you want to join me and the Informatica team, go to our career page at careers.informatica.com. But also please follow our Life at Informatica social channels on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And we also have a presence there on LinkedIn as well with the, you know, small cohesion there with our marketing team. But you'll find anything and everything about the roles that we have, whether they be high priority requisitions or just focusing on teams. I mean, anything that's there will also be on the career page, but follow all platforms. Happy to have more people.
Thanks, Alex, for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.